This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. RTD may soon dip into the savings account it keeps for a long-delayed train to Boulder and Longmont. That train was promised back in 2004, but costs rose unexpectedly, and RTD put it on hold. Now a majority of the RTD board wants to use some of the money saved for the train to pay for more immediate needs, such as better bus service. More free internet hotspots and low-cost devices are headed to Colorado families to help with remote learning. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
T-Mobile will provide up to 100 gigabytes of broadband data to 34,000 low-income families. It's part of an agreement the state made with the company when it merged with Sprint, Governor Jared Polis.
There are still far too many kids at home that lack access to high-speed broadband.
The coronavirus is exposing a digital divide that threatens to widen the gap between the haves and the have-nots. The state will also spend $2 million in federal relief funds for districts to buy Wi-Fi hotspots or build towers and furnish mobile trucks to get families online. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
The Nuggets are moving on to the next round of the NBA playoffs. After barely beating Utah by 2 points, Denver faces the LA Clippers in game one of their series tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Avalanche play game six of their series with Dallas tonight. 83 in Denver, a beautiful day in the metro area. It's mostly sunny. This is CPR News.